Oui, my name is Ji-Ola Lindberg, and
Anders D. Olofsson
from Umeå University has been given the possibility to be guest editors of this issue of Seminar.net. It has the title "Recent Trends in the Digitalization of K-12 Schools in the Nordic Countries." The background to this issue is the increased interest in digitalization and the possibilities and challenges connected with that. This trend can be found in the increased use of ICT in K-12 schools as well as in educational policy. Noticeable changes can be identified at a policy level in both Norway, Sweden, and Finland, in all three countries with a special emphasis on the concept of digital competence. Research in the Nordic countries seems to be concerned with understanding the situation that schools are in when digitalization is ongoing. However, research is also concerned with how the different trends on a policy level are brought into schools as a ground for practice and with issues on how policy could be implemented in a more concrete way. During 2017, we asked ourselves, the trends are there, but how do we make sense of them? Is there a difference in the way these trends play out on a national or and a local level? Are there transnational trends as well?
As a means to provide possible answers to these questions, we hosted a Nordic symposium at Umeå University in Sweden in October 2017. Scholars and researchers from the Nordic countries were brought together to present their views, what they saw as the most recent trends in the digitalization of the Nordic K-12 schools. In order to also have the Nordic perspective put in relation to non-Nordic circumstances, the symposium also consists of two keynote presentations held by colleagues from Belgium and Australia, addressing areas of concern from both the continental part of Europe and from the Asia-Pacific region. Both of these provided important and critical insights into how the Nordic situation can be understood. In total, 15 paper presentations were given during the Umeå seminar from four Nordic countries. From these 15 papers, a number of 10 papers were selected for inclusion in this special issue. In total, 12 researchers from five countries have contributed. The papers included provide findings and arguments suggesting that schools in the Nordic countries are struggling to make sense of digitalization, as are researchers. Our hope is that this special issue, Recent Trends in the Digitalization of Nordic K-12 Schools, can provide some answers to the question, digitalization is there, but what is it? Enjoy your reading.